August Gui Wankarta Sasmita stated that the reform of domestic component level policy is not being carried out harshly and is not caused by pressure from other countries. According to the minister, the reform is part of long-term efforts to the government to strengthen the national industry by increasing the use of local products. Is a crucial step in enhancing the national education system to produce a future generation that is competitive and capable. Modijat said that during the 2025 National Education Day on May 12, the government officially launched an education assistance program for teachers who have not yet completed a bachelor's degree or an equivalent diploma. That was the news. Research.
Or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity outside the house. We can also do STEM
brain technology, engineering, mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when a woman not have such access in our home or whatever the environment, it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower that are restricting the women engagement. So having a neighborhood, work environment, lecturer environment, university environment, it's very important to be an ally for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to the system. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave. But paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example, 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally, women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage to STEM. I think basically those are such problems. And if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access, or the first one is having access, yeah. So those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest to STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's really wonderful for women and women to have the support. So we can have a channel and you can understand. They will also have the STEM to the next one. And also the next one. Knowledge sharing. So, Lady Architect from the Five Winning Firms and the Inaugural Blue Scott Steel Architectural Award Asia traveled to Australia this April to celebrate design excellence, build capability, and share learnings. The awards were run by NS Blue Scott in partnership with esteemed industry bodies, the Association of Chinese Architects under Royal Patronage, Ekata Asset Indonesia, the University of Architecture Ho Chi Minh City, Malaysia ACG Media Group, and Auscom Singapore. So, of course, we have Indonesia here and a couple of our best friends in Asia, like Malaysia and also Singapore and the others. And the delegation toured some of Australia's most striking modern steelwork developments, including the Darling Quarter, Present, and Australian National Maritime Museum in Sydney. And in Brisbane, there were visits to Kangaroo Point Bridge, Brisbane Convention, and Exhibition Centre, and UK Sustainability Walk at the University of Queensland. It's very nice to know this, and this tour, I think, was a perfect opportunity to learn from the Australian and global architectural communities, and they can share information on some of the great work that is currently happening in Asia, so Asia can, of course, improve, including our beloved country, Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day.
national independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the main goal, said Sultan Shahir. Sultan Shahir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia, known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and thinker with a crucial role in fighting for independence. This one of the founding fathers has great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people.
Yeah,
in some islands. Thus, the assistance of Fukamu does not only leave tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes for an extent to tourism sector. Now, Mongol rule in Pacific Mariana's Java rises up as tourism destination, recommended to be visited. Especially for mountain tourism lovers about tourist visits so far, Iwa Un, a foot runner at Mongol rule, has her own experience. On the second day, at Al-Fitr New Year, or commemoration of the enemies of independence, on Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, France, who often comes here. If in Indonesia it is dry season, the France certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja. To be together with this element coin of Mongol Wu tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exciting. An officer of the entrance ticket of Mongol Wu, Sofian, explains that there are the sides of stairs. The year one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs. The yellow stairs was made in 1997. The blue one was made in 1993. The blue stair has no reason more map. The first stair is over there. The new one is here. Earlier, people placed on sand here without stair. After arriving at the crater of Mongol Wu, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs, will be paid off by descending the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness, which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur, and the crater of Mongol Wu looks like night. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But, in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biotas. Sofian explained as follows. Earlier, someone tips and tried to put the fish under the water. In fact, it resulted in a lot of fish. This means that it's safe for residents. Today, many people outside the region do fish farming. There's also from Banten. Now, there are people who farm fish and also do fishing. There's golden fish, mujair, that fish. Usually, Sudanese people farm that fish, corn, pamphlet, and also gurami. Many people sometimes to stay at night, especially on Saturday night. There are many people who stay at night, but on weekdays only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and Perkutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or few deaths that is located between blue and yellow stars. The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved and it makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stars. Development of Mount Galunggung tourism object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Heads of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hanjana, Chowat, Voice of Indonesia team. About city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors stay at night in Tasikmalaya, they visit Galunggung. Undang Hanjana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the assistance of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mongalwu can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
Accompany you for the last 1 hour and then you will be continued with my other colleague but talking about Mount Galunggung. It is one of Indonesia's beautiful tourism, so I think after hearing the feature about Mount Galunggung and its beautiful tradition and also custom that the local people have there, I think it's fair enough to say that I'm also tempted to go there. So if you're planning to go on vacations, make sure to at least research about Mount Galunggung. But make sure if you want to plan to go on a vacation, make sure that it is not a dangerous plan. You still have to have fun without risking your life, of course. So I'm going to play you a song called Rencana Berbahaya, and please make sure that you're not going to do that, a dangerous one. Rencana Berbahaya by The Rain. Biscuit.